A number of Okotoks and area artists are giving some love to Ukraine. The Concert for Ukraine is coming to Hubtown Brewing Company at 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 14. As the war following Russia's invasion of Ukraine wears on toward the two-year mark, musician and concert organizer Klim Bolachowski wanted to refresh awareness and raise funds for relief efforts, after a successful concert in April 2022. The story with Ukraine is falling a bit out of the news cycle, and I'm disappointed that the war is still going on, so I thought with the success of the last fundraiser I would set it up again, Bolachowski said. On the docket for the night are his band, the Jack Butler Society, as well as bands Uncle Jackie and Jiffy Porn, in addition to solo artists Wes Hall, Matthew Ellis and Colton Conway. The funds will be going to the Canadian Red Cross relief efforts for Ukrainians. The timing is good, because the Canadian Red Cross is tripling donations until the end of October, so any money we raise will be multiplied by three, Bolachowski said. We've lined up all musicians from Okotoks, we've got live bands on the second floor and solo artists on the main floor, so it's a very local event and I think it's going to go really well. The 2022 concert managed to raise over $5,000 in the early months of the invasion, going mostly to the Red Cross and other organizations working with refugees. The need is still there, as Bolachowski sees stories both local and abroad of Ukrainians having to deal with war and displacement. I certainly hear on the news about Ukrainians trying to settle in Alberta, he said. My wife teaches at a local school here in Okotoks, there are some kids from Ukraine that need some help. The event kicks off at 4 p.m. on the main floor, with bands starting at 6 p.m. on the brewery's second floor. There'll be a food truck, and Hubtown is being great. They're going to donate some of their beer sales to the cause. I want to thank them, they've been super helpful for this, Bolachowski said. We're going to be doing a 50-50 and a silent auction and I think it's going to work out great.